Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
God has approved you to multiply. But now you got to sign that, you got to read it, you got to know what you're getting into, and be willing to go all the way. When you sign that, you are signing a commitment to all. You know, they send you those little papers that you can't hardly read. They make it so small, you can't read it anyway. And you don't read it anyway. Tell me, one person read the whole thing on all the different points and all the stuff that they're talking about. And you don't understand it when you read it anyway. You need about five lawyers to decipher that. And then when they explain it to you, you still don't understand it. God has approved us to multiply. Peace is very important. Peace is a weapon. Peace, the peace of God will bruise Satan under your feet. See, when you maintain peace in trial, see, everybody can maintain peace on a beach in the Bahamas. Y'all can picture, right? Just sitting, nobody around to bother you. Peace. Nice gentle wind blowing. But how about in the midst of a trial? Test. When you maintain peace there, it's twofold. It's like a two-edged sword. The enemy is defeated, and the word you are holding is worked deeper into your spirit. In other words, you're getting richer. You're getting richer in that word. Now, it's important that you not be a leaking vessel. Pass one test, then fail the next five. Pass one test, then fail two. Pass one test, then lose your temper again. Pass one test, and then tell them off again. No, you got to keep this fella under control, self-control, temperance. It's not just something we do every now and then. It's a life. See, when the word is worked in you, you become that. That's what you become. You become the word manifesting through a mortal body. And so you all the other options are cut off. I don't have an option to curse you out. God, don't give me that option. That wasn't in the form, in the approval. I didn't sign up for that. Are you hearing? There's no clauses to get out of it. We are approved to multiply. Okay, let's move on. Let's look at Colossians chapter 3. Because you're going to see a progression here as we become richer in the word in our own spirit. Colossians chapter 3. And let's look at verse number 4 first, and then we'll skip to verse number 10. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Now, right away, in many minds, we're pushing that off to one day when we see him coming with clouds, when he shall appear. No. Bring it home. When he shall appear, when his word starts to take dominion in our domain. When the word in us, the nature of Christ in us starts to appear and manifest instead of what you used to do 50 years ago or what you would have done back then. Instead of that, now you are doing what Christ would do. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you appear also. Not that one day, though that is an event that will happen one day, but in the now, you shall appear with him in glory. In other words, you are taking over a domain. Where there's darkness, glory starts to manifest through your mortal body. See, this is the strategy, the mechanism by which God is going to take over domains. You're going to be the one. Look at somebody, tell them, you're the one. He's not coming down in a wave of magic wand. He's not coming down here just, you know, in an ethereal sense and just filling the air. No, no. You're going to be the one through which he manifests. And when he appears, you'll appear with him in glory. Amen. Let me tell you something. You're coming to a time, I'm talking to you, I prophesy to you, you're coming to a time where people are going to recognize the stature on your life. People that never really saw you by the Spirit are going to see you by the Spirit. They're going to see that there's God in you, that there's something uniquely, distinctly different about you that they never noticed before. Your stature in Christ is going to appear. And you will appear with him in glory. You don't sense anything drastically different, but God's going to move the veil and show folk, I've been working on you for years. Look at him now. Look at her now. You never saw. You never knew you had such a precious jewel right here in your midst. This is what's keeping this job afloat anyway. You blessed because Joseph is here. You thought you were prosperous. I'm telling you, God's going to show people that. They thought they had it like that. But they're going to realize, wait a minute, a lot of this is because of you. And I tell you, people are going to come to you and tell you that. If it were not for you, they would say, child, listen, I ain't no fool. I'll tell you the truth. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be where we're at today. When Christ, who is our life, see, when he becomes your life and not the fallen, Adamic, sinful nature, you're not doing things predicated upon that, but upon the life of Christ. See, when you do that, when that's worked in you, he appears. See, when you do that, there's peace. And you know what? When there's peace and the devil, it bruises the devil. He flees. Come on, he flees. You don't have to be doing a whole lot of fighting, kicking and binding and loosening. No, just be at peace. Every demon that's around there either will hide and watch or they're going to flee out your presence. They don't demons stay around and want to wrestle with Christ. They saw him coming. One group in particular said, have you come to torment us before the time? I'm telling you, the tables are turning. In the spirit realm, what tormented you is going to turn around, and every time you show up, now you are tormenting them. Those ones on the job that were tormentors. Now you've passed your test. You've stood your ground. Christ has been worked in you. You have no grudges. You have no resentment. You ain't mad at nobody. All of a sudden, he's going to appear. And the ones that tormented you, now by your presence, they're going to be tormented. They ain't even going to be able to say anything to you. Hear what I'm saying? When you pass your test, look at verse number 10 of Colossians 3. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Have put on. Where do you put them on? In your trial. That's why you have to be a spirit person, a spiritual being. You have to rise up above your feelings. Your feelings don't control you. Pain comes from the body. Hello? Pain shouldn't even control us. But how often are we controlled by pain? Oh, my finger. Lord Jesus. Can't you hold your head up because your finger hurting? Pain. Put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created. Where do we do this? In the midst of trial. That's why we must listen, every one of us and our children too, everyone needs to be a student of the Bible. Hello? A student of the Bible, understanding the Word of God. That's imperative. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible says. My people are destroyed. What destroys my people? Lack of knowledge. Not lack of knowledge of a lot of physical, material things. Lack of the knowledge of the word. I'm telling you, the word governs everything. The word will govern your health. The word will govern your finance. The word will govern your house. The word will govern your mind. Hello, everything about you, the word will dominate it and govern, guard, and guide it. So it's not a lack of knowledge of you not knowing how to change this or fix that or do that. Not that you ain't destroyed because of that. You're destroyed because of the lack of knowledge of God and his ways. That's what will destroy us. You know, there's a saying in the world, what you don't know can't hurt you. Isn't that a saying in the world? That's a world saying, what you don't know can't, what you don't know can't hurt you. The devil is a lie. What you don't know can destroy you. So thank God for his grace and mercy, even when we acted ignorantly. He had mercy on us until he brought us into the knowledge. Tell somebody, he ain't winking no more. He watched you acting up and acting all foolish. He didn't wink. Said, the days of winking is over. Time to leave the first principles of the doctrines of Christ. Time to leave the immaturity. Time to leave the foolishness. Time to leave your stubborn ways. They're clapping over here. Somebody's clapping up front here. It's true. It's true. We got to be pliable in his hands. Why? We want his approval to multiply. We have it in our standing. We are approved to multiply. But what does our state say? That's the outworking of it. Are y'all still with me?
Amen.
Okay. Colossians, verse 14 through 16, same chapter. Verse 14. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Instead of all that murmuring and complaining, there ought to be a song. When your heart is rich in God's word and in his wisdom, there's a song. You go around humming. Hello? Even though you don't know the song. You don't even know the beat, but you're still humming. What song with that? I don't know, but it's nice. I likes it. You know what I mean? Why? Because there's something rich in there and it's overflowing. Rather than the murmuring, rather than the doubting, rather than the suspicion, rather than wondering whether to trust God or not, you're singing a song.
Amen.
You're encouraging someone else with songs and hymns. You don't have to be a singer to sing. It's a plus if you know how to sing, but you know, you don't have to be a singer. You can still sing. See, some singing and some sang. Go on, sing that song. Well, when your heart is rich, you're singing.
We are continuing in part 3 of 10 Dimensions of Man's Call. Stop living carelessly and start living accurately. You are approved to multiply in your standing, but what does your state say? Let the word govern, guard, and guide your life. The day of God's visitation and the hour of his manifestation have begun. When you reveal Christ in your domain, God stamps his approval. You must receive the Spirit first. This is how God approves you to multiply. Allow the Word of God to work in your spirit until you become rich. You can't be puny in the spirit and conquer giants. You must understand, the tables are turning in the spirit realm. What once tormented you will now torment your tormentors.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.